From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said in a new report Wednesday that the banned nerve agent sarin and chlorine were, quote, very likely used in an attack in northern Syria last year. It says the attack happened south of the city of Temana in March 2017. The group also said chlorine was likely used as a weapon the next day at Temana Hospital and in the surrounding area. The organization said its conclusions were based on witness testimony and sample analysis. UN and international aid agencies are warning that the assault on Yemen's main port of Hodeidah by Saudi-backed government forces threatens the lives of hundreds of thousands of people and puts millions more at risk of starvation and disease. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The attack on the rebel Houthi-held port of Hodeidah is causing alarm among aid agencies who are warning of serious consequences on the dire humanitarian situation in Yemen. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi tells VOA the port of Hodeidah not only imports crucial humanitarian relief supplies, but is also the main entry point for traded commercial goods.
This is how Yemen survives: fuel, food, medicines, at least these three big areas. And I think that fighting will make it more difficult for that access to happen.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
It's the largest assault of the Yemen war. The first monsoon of the season in Cox's Bazar, Bangladesh, has killed at least 12 people, including two Rohingya Muslims. This is VOA News. President Trump said on Twitter Wednesday,